Hi everyone, this is Karisha from the Student Council. We have decided to make a newsletter podcast for all of you students in Canal Way. Aren't you just so lucky?
Yes, you are!
We packed it full of interesting news, riddles and sports and more.
The sports one's my favourite, and this is our very first podcast, and we're very excited to share it with you.
As always, we welcome any suggestions and you can put them in our Student Council box.
So sit back, relax and enjoy the show.
Random facts from around the world.
There was a South American rodent found near the Royal Canal yesterday. The coipu, a large semi-aquatic rodent that grows up to a metre long with orange teeth, has been spotted near the Ashtown area.
The 29th of May is officially Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day. This strange holiday spans back to the early 1900s, where families would place a piece of cloth in their larders. It's celebrated in Europe, the USA, to bring luck and wealth to their households. 7% of American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. I know 7% doesn't sound like a lot, but that actually works out as 16.4 million.
Okay, now in third class, Bartek won a medal for playing the violin. And in fifth and sixth class, they are nearly finished the Bee Booster Box project. Check out www.beeboosterbox.com for updates. And fifth and sixth are also starting a 10-week program with doctors from the new children's hospital. They will be learning all about medicine, how medicine works, and the biology of the human body. Wow! And in first class, Wilma's Marco won a Mother Tongues competition for his wonderful drawings. And in first class, Chris, they have planted peas and they are sprouting so well. And in Alex's second class, they have been working on a class book. And in Kira's second class, Lily Rose Greenan received 87% in her flute recital last week. And in fourth class, Asha got second place in a violin competition. And they are also applying for a philosophy award. Then in Cleanest Senior Infants, they have welcomed 5 caterpillars to the classroom. And they are looking forward to watching them grow into butterflies. Then in Jenny's Junior Infants, they have created a lovely garden centre and they've been learning lots about spring. And Simon's class are going on a bear hunt next week and they're not scared. All the senior infants class have been doing a lot of work about clothes and they've designed their own outfits and they have been growing cress seeds, learning about care for plants. And that's the Canal Way podcast.
As part of this podcast, we will be interviewing a few children on multiple topics.
This week, we asked the children about what they think about homework.
We think you'll be very interested in what they have to say.
It's a kind of a good thing and a bad thing, depending on the homework you have.
Bad thing, because you already learn enough at school, so teachers are basically giving you extra work.
I think that I really like homework sometimes, but sometimes there's like a lot of homework to do, and I really hope that it's just going to be over really soon.
I think homework's okay, but sometimes I'm really busy and I just feel like I have to relax and not do homework.
So, I don't think it's too bad or too good because it's kind of, you could do it in school, but I also like it because it's just to remind you about learning and all.
I like homework because it helps us learn and helps us get on better.
I think that homework is good for people because they learn lots of things.
I like homework because it helps people learn and learn new stuff.
Well, I think homework, I don't like it, but I guess it has to be done because then we go over all the work and we remember it after school.
Random ridiculous riddles.
What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in a thousand years?
David's parents have three sons, Snap, Crackle, and...
What is always in front of you but can't be seen?
After a train crashed, every single person died. Who survived?
What has one eye but can't see?
What word looks the same backwards and upside down?
You'll find the answers on our student council board.
Hello, this is Ethan with the sports news. Third class have been enjoying hurling with Jenny. First class Wilma are really enjoying football on Tuesdays with Killian. Second class Alec are enjoying their hurling practice and have moved on to playing small matches. Fourth class are currently training for a football tournament. Some of the classes enjoyed skipping this week in the hall. Cleanest senior infants perfected their James Bond role on the new mats. Senior infants Orla, they have been enjoying Gaelic practice with Killian. They are improving their ball control and big kicks. And that's the sports news for this week.
And now some philosophy.
Why I think that you can run out of kindness is that you, once you get started in kindness, you kind of don't stop until like something goes really like wrong, which rarely happens.
Well, depends on the way you are and depends on what your actions are, so I don't really know. It's a yes and a no coming from me.
Well, not really, because when you think about it, it's hard and I don't really know how, but you can't really, not that much people aren't not that kind. And if you were born with parents probably that were not nice, then you would might have no kindness in the first place. So you
It actually depends. Let's say if you like got really old or something and you just couldn't handle it anymore, you might. But sometimes it's not possible, sometimes it is. It depends on the person and the personality, and yeah, it depends.
Yeah, it kind of is possible sometimes when you're being mean, but you can come back up with kindness, so it goes either way. Like, if the glass is half full or half empty, there's not just one way.
So, that's all for this week, guys. We hope we entertain you. I know I entertain myself, because I am.
Okay, Kadisha, sure you are. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed my amazing riddles. They were pretty amazing.
And I hope you enjoy my class news. I'm sure you all would agree. We are very professional presenters.
If you have any ideas for the next podcast, please let us know. And don't forget to nag your teacher to tune in.
In the meantime, enjoy the holidays and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
There's nothing you wouldn't do.
I know.
Anyway, bye!
Bye!